This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Molo mhlobo wami. Gamala kuqwala. Aubrey from Ulundi. He's joining us in studio namhlanje to speak more about your music on MUT Radio. Let's go to him. We're Aubrey, molo mfethu.
Uyaphila futhi?
Ngiyaphila bafo, kuhle kunjani?
Hayi, nami kuza kahle mfowethu, angikhali.
Yeah, thank you so much bafo for taking our call. I know busy schedule kakhulukazi ke because usanda release futhi, I'm sure ama gigs left right and center approach the weekend. Yeah, but thank you so much for joining us mfethu. Just nje briefly about i background ka Aubrey mfethu, ukuthi Aubrey wakuphi? Siyazi ukuthi wasolundi. But nje ukhulele khona uLundi noma ufike somdala, where are you now?
So basically Aubrey impizo nje esakhula kodwa ukuzalwa ngazalwa la eGoli, ngakhulela uLundi uLundi uMahlikihle, and then 2007 I moved to Ladysmith. That's when I actually started doing music. And then after that I went to university, and then after that ngamuvela to kahle kahle. I was never even supposed to be an artist because I was studying for graphic design and marketing.
Okay,
so let your music nje into engayiqala ngo 2008 as a rapper, kwaya ngayiyeka because ngangingaliboni ikusasa kuyona, ngayiyeka.
Sure.
And then started working after university, started working 9 to 5. And then yalokhu ibuya lento kancane kancane, ngilongicine ngilokhu ngiyithola ngisestudio up until manje i-interpretation nesikhathi engiya ngaso emsebenzini. So singiyacrossnite ukuthi sasekuseli kumele ngibuye ngumsebenzini,
mhlawumbe
ngigcine sengiye ngingagezile emsebenzini nxa ukuthi angikwazi ukuthi ngilahlekelwe umsebenzi. So I had to even make a decision ukuthi where do I really go from here?
Yeah.
So I chose music because I can always go back to 9 to 5 because I'm qualified at that and I have experience on that. But I don't want someday to even regret to say, if only I could have ngabe yabo.
Yeah, sure.
And then with their blessing, I started doing music again.
Yeah, and I hit yokuqala wayibona ukuthi ayiyona yakubeka on the spot nakwi map in terms of music. Iyiphi leyo ngoma mhlawumbe usayikhumbula?
So mina ngaba nenhlanhla kakhulu. I feel like kwakuyisikhathi vele ukuthi ngiyenze into le ngifuna ukuyenza because the first song I ever dropped was Ingaqonya, and it did so amazing. And even uTira wacela ukungena kwilungane kwi-remix.
Sure.
And then yavele yakhula kakhulu i-remix. So for me nje I was fortunate to start ngeke eliphezulu kakhulu.
Damn, that's God's plan, man. And you gave us amahit amaningi njengoba ngisho, including yona engaqonywa. But this one, bro, lengiqeda kuyidlala njengamanje, I know it was one of the hits. Yazi hit yamahit imolo mfethu. Yahamba kanjani le ngoma?
Kwakunzima ukupusha leyo ngoma abangifuna ukukhohlisa because when we recorded the song, sayirekhoda nje kuqala unyaka. We're planning to drop it, some promo lapho nalapho. And then we dropped the song. After dropping the song, lockdown.
Eesh.
Couldn't even do interviews. I couldn't even exercise it properly.
Kwakunzima.
Literally, we had to rely on ama phone ke manje ukuthi azini. Asizihambe lento digital marketing.
Yeah.
Do ama video, do ama live. Trying to push the song, shoot ama videos lapho nalapho. Because we really can't go outside. So we need to make use of his places corner and let us cut. It was a challenging song to push, but kwabalula ngoba kuyayikhuluma nenhliziyo zabantu and people are going through a lot.
Yeah.
And people needed a song like that.
Yeah, and yahamba kakhulu vese lengoma. And let's now go to this one. Yeah, it's a very special song nayo, it times 2. Sizoyilalela njengamanje bese siyabuya sikhulume ngayo because I believe this is your latest release.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. Aubrey Qwana, Malum Vector, times two featuring is it China? Yeah, or ME
China.
China showcase. When we come back, so Kulumangalengoba, we have Opikwana on A. This is ME2 Radio. Let's hang out. Times two, fair two. Please tell us about this song. Ikulumangani. It seems like umuntu ohethekile lona when it comes to umjolo. Tell us more about this song, bro.
So basically, Lengoma Lena it's more of a heartbreak song. So we are in a relationship with this girl, and bongabo muto peta ngoba. I was cheating and everything. You understand?
Sure.
And then watching to kumase buya ngakmina, wase zola kakhulu
sebu. Oh yeah. Because
get to umenzi akhohle, umenzi akakhohle.
Yeah.
So ngami nashishe ngakhohle kanti izophinde ibuye into kuma ibuya kumina ibuye seyiphindwe kabili. You understand? And then bonqo uthi yazini no vese iyekele ngicela ngoba gcinene.
So
gcina fulelene ngoba phela manje inhliziyo iyacaca ukuthi inhliziyo ayisafuni. Yabo. Ngcono nje vese hlukane siyeke kanjalo lento leyo.
Hey man, ingoma zakho ke futhi I like this story share njengamanje it's a lesson nakomunye umuntu olalele especially thine zamajita because yazi ukuthi mfethu sinjani. But ingoma zakho mfethu, most of ingoma zakho, is it because of your personal experiences noma mhlambe uyakwazi nje ukubhala nje ubhale like ngesenzo mhlambe into eyenzakala, or it's more like impilo yakho and your personality?
For me, na music is more treated like a diary, yabo.
Sure.
Because mina I can't write. Mina freestyle yonkintong engi tula and isuku isuku enhliziyo ngaleso sikhathi. If I'm going through something, I'll definitely sing about what I'm going through, because through by seeing it or by saying it, izongisiza ukuthi ngidlule kuleso simo engisuke ngibhekene naso ngaleso sikhathi. You understand?
Yeah.
So, because mina growing up, I really never had a person that I really looked up to, but umculo opposite ngaleyo ndlela, you understand?
Sure.
And umuntu, because ama artists have always been glamorized, bese decide lihle kuphela, never isathe liphetayo or never ama hardships abadlula kona. So I decided to be the artist that share ama feelings wakhe nangendlela asuke efila ngayo ngaleso sikhathi, because right now there are a lot of guys who are going through this thing, the same thing, but basaba ukukhuluma because bathi bazoblanywa.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that is powerful, brother, my brother. And I'm sure ukuthi baningi abantu as kading issue ukuthi with the story osikhuluma njengamanje ukuthi you wa flop, and I'm sure amajita amaningi ayafundela ku story sakho and nokuthi fethu if you hurt omunye umuntu when it comes back izobuya times two. I like this story leso. But let's speak about the type of music owenzayo. Wenza umusic onjani, because we as well sometimes kunakho kuba maskandi nyana uphinde uzwe afropop. We're not sure ukuthi sikephi. I like the sound though. Wenza which type of music mfethu?
So basically mina ngenza iafropop, but with the sound at times too, I'm transitioning the sound, or I'm fusing the sound with the more afrobeat feel, because now I want to start tapping into the African market, you understand? So, kancane iya transition, because this year I told myself that this year and next year I'm dropping nothing but Afrobeat. If it comes from Aubrey, it needs to be Afrobeat.
Sure.
Yes.
Afrobeats, that's nice, man. So you've worked with ama artists afana no Black Diamond and many likes nabagwi Afropop, but imuphi mhlawumbe umculo even here or internationally ongathi ngisafisa ukuthi ngisebenze nalomuntu lo mhlawumbe ukhulumlalela nje you wish ukuthi usebenze naye? I know vele ukuthi I know you usulapha nawe, you one of those artists atama asisa amaningi afuna ukusebenza nawe, but wena ke as open mhlawumbe liphi artist ongathi hey I'd love to work with this artist?
For me, you know, like ukuthi nje hey kumshophi ngoba kahlathi mina umuntu ngangimthanda kakhulu ngisakhula kwakuyi-councilor no-JBC, you understand? Manje ngoba usadlule emhlabeni ziningi nje insizo nakhona sengisebenze nazo. Inkinga ukuthi bonke abantu bengifuna ukusebenza nabo sengisebenzile nabo, you understand?
Sure. That's great, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, understand, bonke abantu bengifisa ukusebenza nabo sengisebenzile nabo. That's why I'm even trying to move the Afrobeat roots, because now I feel like I've done a lot that I can in South Africa, but I feel like there's a lot to conquer outside of South Africa.
Yeah, sure.
Ngihambe isitori zami zasenzeka la eSouth Africa to the world, you understand?
Yeah.
So the type of artists that I'd like to feature overseas, overseas noma enhla neAfrica, Diamond Platinum, Omalay,
sure.
Rema, Ruga, Keith Daniels,
Ebaningi. I can't wait for that, man. I can't wait for that. I hope so. Tola ngempela Afrobeats musukhuluma ngabo Ruga and all those artists infusing with your sound as well. Ah, that would be amazing, bro. That would be amazing. We can't wait for that. Yo, great music. Before we let you go, Vetu, I know mina ngakhuluma ngishonilanga because I'm actually a fan of your music. But Vetu, kusane intwana eyisakhulayo nezenza music neyiphushayo. Which message can you pass to those artists esafufusayo futhi esazamayo ukuthi zivelele kule music industry?
Mina nje into engayisho bafowethu, as much as ufuna ukwenza umculo, ne?
Sure.
Just make sure that you are really good at that. Ungenzi music for ama reasons abhedayo or for like
uzochase
imali and you think uzosheshu uphumelele ube nemali uhambe ngeemoto ezibizayo. No, emculweni kuyalanzwa. It needs you to be smart and it needs you to be very well educated. You understand? So, for me, I say funda uqede isikole, have some sort of a qualification.
Yeah.
As about plan B wakho, you understand?
Sure.
Even if you ngabanga u plan B, if you plan A wakho, and then you do music on the side, but when the time it pops, then you can say, let me leave the job and focus on the music, because now it's popping, ngifakela imali phakathini. Because at the end of the day, you're going to be frustrated if you do to qala nje, just when somebody is going to come with a million and say, yeah, invest again.
Sure.
So invest again if you can't even invest in your own craft.
Mm,
you understand? So it's very important for you to because I want to bring back is say you came in the long run.
Yeah, no. Powerful, my brother. Thank you so much. Must finuk download the music quack of it to Tola Ganjani on the streaming apps and when I see Tola go pick my socials.
Music uyatholakala konke nje ama digital platforms, uyawuthola ko Spotify, ko Deezer, ko Apple Music, ko Boomplay, and futhi ke luckily ngiqeda kudropha a music video yayo iTimes 2 featuring uMalum Vector no China. Ividio uyakwazi ukuyibona kumabona kude, ma ukuthi awuyidelanga kubabona kude uyayithola naku YouTube. Ucheck nje kahle ukuphindaphinda uzudele unqame. I feel like with the music video abantu they will get to understand the song more because sichayeka kahle sabonakala sacaca ukuthi kahle what's happening kahle ngale ngoma le, and then abafuna ukungifollow ungangifollow ku Instagram opriqwana, Facebook opriqwana, Twitter opriqwana, ku TikTok opriqwana_official, and then you can subscribe ku YouTube channel yami opriqwana TV.
I know. Siyabonga kakhulu, my brother. Thank you so much for honoring our invite as the MUT Radio. Siyabonga kakhulu, mfethu. We'd like to have you in studio someday as sikhulume nawe live in studio. But we understand, ke ukuthi, you are all over in South Africa, busy. But when you get time, just pop by emlazi, mfethu, uzosibona. I would really appreciate that. But thank you so much for honoring an invite here too. And all the best with the music, mfethu, and with your Afrobeats and all that. I personally can't wait for that. Like, I'm looking forward to that.
This
is an MUT Radio podcast.